Reagan Dibble is 9 years old and competing in the wrist carry. He and his classmates at Makatans Elementary in Wasilla have been practicing for weeks. Last weekend, they competed at a local event for students in the Matanuska-Susitna borough.
Go, Reagan!
In the wrist carry event, Dibble hooks one wrist over a pole, grabs his arm with his other hand, and holds himself off the ground. Two other boys hold onto each side of the pole and walk forward. The athlete who stays suspended for the longest time wins. His previous record had been 19 seconds. This time, Dibble stays on for 43 seconds. Later this week, he'll film his video for the state competition at his school gym. Dibble explains that the wrist carry was a traditional way to honor a hunted animal. His mom, Emily Dibble, says those types of lessons are what make the game special.
It's one more thing that we love about living in Alaska. It's, they really do cherish their native culture and, you know, immerse everybody in it. And I find that unique and special for these kids growing up here.
Dibble says these games foster more teamwork than his other favorite sport, hockey.
I like how you can encourage others and, like, coach everybody because, like, you're all on the same team. Playing hockey, it's you're kind of, like, one-on-one. And this, it's, like, all together.
That's what made Nicole Johnson fall in love with the games, too. She grew up in Nome and first tried the 2-foot high kick in fifth grade. She went on to hold the record for that event for 25 years. Now, she's the head official for the Native Youth Olympic Games. She says it's a different kind of competition.
You see the athletes all encouraging each other to go harder and higher, even if they are going harder and higher than further than you are. You coach your opponents, you coach other teams, you help other coaches. It creates a community of friends and family for life.
The junior games end on March 6th. This year's senior games, to be held in person for students in grades 7 to 12, are slated for April at the Alaska Airlines Center in Anchorage. In Anchorage, I'm Katie Anastas.